Welcome to the DevCon Archives, featuring top sessions from the latest DevCon, which took place in Bangkok in November 2024. These episodes spotlight some of the best talks from the largest Ethereum developer conference, showcasing the technical advancements, mission, projects, and novel ideas shaping the Ethereum ecosystem. All talks have been recorded. You can find them on archive.devcon.org. Let's dive into today's featured talk.
All right. So I will give the graph-based approach to identity, but actually circles didn't start as an identity project with a goal to create an identity standard, but instead it is a project about money and about creating a fair and resilient form of money. And essentially it creates this identity, graph-based identity, as almost a byproduct. So therefore I will quickly do the money part and then connect it to the decentralized identity part. And here, kind of just this quote, from Professor Lyotard, kind of just thinking about what money actually is and realizing it is a social construct, and therefore it is a choice and it's not a God-given thing, and it is absolutely something that, well, we can modify, and we can essentially modify it any way we want, and we can have other choices. So let's quickly do this exercise and just pretend we want to design money right now. Reasons for that, I mean, in the crypto world, I think it's not unheard of that the dollar or existing currencies might fail. So just from a resilience perspective, it might be good to have an alternative. But just again, let's just pretend, okay, we are on an island now, we are 100 people, we somehow stranded there, we don't have money, and kind of we think, well, it would be a good idea to have money. How would we do it? So the very first approach could be to say, okay, let's just give everyone 1,000 units. But then after a couple of days, a group of other people comes, they also get 1,000 units, but then they spend that, and the next day or the day after, that group left. So they kind of just got the money, spent it all, and left. So was that really a good approach? So maybe idea two, let's distribute the money instead over time. Meaning per person, you get one unit of money over time. So let's quickly look at that. So here we see the money growing growing linearly, and now let's say after some years we are on this island, money grows linearly, a storm hits, and unfortunately 80% of the people die. So therefore kind of now you have much more money per person in the system, and it goes on and goes on, and the money per person in the system grows and grows. So then in consequence, the amount that is newly issued per person essentially goes towards zero. And then after some time, new people arrive and they are offered to join the system, but they are already millions of units of money in the system. And now we offer them to join our system and say, yeah, you also get one unit per hour, but essentially in relation to the existing money, it's essentially nothing. So the conclusion might be old money must somehow disappear over time. And that's how we come up with the third idea, to say, okay, there is constant issuance, but there's also constant reduction, what we call demurrage. And there you get, not going into details, but essentially you get a constant, or you always stabilize the ratio between new supply and old supply that will always converge towards 7% in this approach. And this is kind of just the balance if you look at one individual. So it goes constant to those, or it approaches those 120,000 roughly, and here theoretically, if after 80 years they die or stop issuing, then that would disappear, that money. So conclusion, supply of circles converges to 120,000. Okay, and one last thing, and then we finally go to the identity part. So one way to look at it is also to say there's kind of a tax on money. And if you hold this magic number of 120,000, then your marginal tax rate is exactly zero, because the new issuance exactly equals out the 7% demurrage. If you have less than that, you have negative tax, so you kind of get more from the system than you pay into. And if your wealth approaches infinity, then at least the tax on money converges against those 7%, because then the new issuance doesn't matter, the issuance per person doesn't matter, just the 7%. Now, finally, the identity part. Who can create money in this system? Who can be let in? And in circles, the radical answer is everyone. And that also means fake accounts. So you can create fake accounts, and or basically just anyone can create immediately an account that can issue circles. But they are distinct. So of course you could not say if they could all issue the same circles, then of course that currency would be completely destroyed, because just anyone could create a bunch of fake accounts. And so everyone creates their own distinct version of circles. And now we form this web of trust. So here, person A has 300 A circles, and kind of they are issuing circles at this rate of one per hour. Circles, person B issues B circles, and now they can trust each other. And trusting each other means they are willing to exchange their circles one-to-one, meaning B is accepting A circles and is willing to exchange, either accept them or exchange them against any other circles they hold, in this case also B circles. So here, let's say A wants to do a transfer to C. And the important part is C doesn't need to know A or trust A. But as long as there's a pass between the two, then A can send 100 A circles to B, and B, because they are willing to exchange A circles for B circles, can forward 100 B circles, and that's very important that they forward B circles, to C. So C is person C is just receiving B circles, so circles from a person they trust. So whether A exists or not is not relevant to C, because from their perspective, they just got paid circles from a person they trust. So whether A is a fake account or not is not affecting C. And we will see those things even in a larger graph. Summary, three rules of circles. That's all what circles defines. Issuance, one per hour, 7% demurrage, and this trust system that I just described. Now, circles is a system that was launched in October 2020, and here is how it looked like after a couple of hours. So this is how the trust graph formed after some hours. That was after a day, and that's how the trust graph looked after a couple of weeks. So we have the amazing trust graph already with over 100,000, hopefully mostly people. And here just a real world example. So then circles went into a period of trying to make that form of money work. Here is a basket on a farmer's market that sold for 450 circles. And here is an actual transaction of, on the left side, me transacting to that Bauer Direct. This is this farmer's market. And because they didn't know me, they didn't trust me, but they trusted those entities, and there is essentially this trust pass. So that's how a trust pass, or concretely a circles transaction, looked in practice. So now, essentially circles creates as a byproduct a digital identity system, and we would argue that it does that well because it's not the primary objective, or more so speaking. So we are creating this web of trust, but in previous approaches, let's say PGP, trusting someone didn't necessarily had an economic meaning. In circles, it does have an economic meaning because it says, yeah, I'm willing to exchange, I'm willing to accept the circles from that person, that person has issues, and I'm willing to exchange it against any circle I hold. And if I do that too loosely, so let's say a random Telegram channel, someone says, yeah, can you please trust me? And if I then do that, essentially what will happen is that I will lose all my circles, because sooner or later bots will come and generate circles. If I trust them, then I end up with their circles that no one else in the network wants. So essentially I end up with unspendable circles, which is equivalent to I lose all my circles. So long story short, trust has economic meaning in circles. But of course the important part is circles doesn't create an absolute identity, it always creates a relative identity. So relative to that group, that initial set, you can say those accounts are likely human. But my take would be that I think there are very, very few use cases for absolute identity, and in absolutely most cases you want relative identity, but probably we can discuss that also more on the panel later. Last part, we are upgrading circles slightly to circles 2.0 and adding another layer, what we call groups, and from an identity perspective that would probably be attestations. Here just one more, so circles there is this trade-off between resilience and efficiency. And I think circles in its core version goes maximal resilience. So you have all those different currencies, and the idea is, okay, if just we three trust each other and we are just connected, kind of the rest of the world cannot harm us. And regardless what the rest of the world does, we are not affected. That's maximum resilient. But not very efficient to have all those. So we are introducing groups, which allows you to pick any sweet spot you want on this resiliency efficiency trade-off. So groups essentially just allow you to say, okay, you give some attestations to some of those personal circles and kind of batch them together and create a fungible circles for that group. So you can have here on the lowest layer those individual circles, and then you can try to say, okay, let's do some city circle or some regional circles. You can go higher, Europe, and you could go all the way up here, and that could be, let's say, even WorldCoin or World ID. So where you try to have this largest group, which would be most efficient to just have one group, but I would argue also least resilient. Just here, if you're trusted by a group, you can turn your personal circles into a kind of vault contract and issue the equivalent amount of group circles. And you can even do that, so here person B is not trusted, but they hold circles of person A, and as long as A is a member of this group, they can still use that to mint that group currency. Expect to have all kind of groups, so just to mention a few things that are here, so we could have a group based on Zupass, on World ID, on POAPs, on local groups, manual groups, those kind of things. So last thing here, looking at where is Circle, so again, showed you some pictures from the October 2020 launch. Then we did a bunch of experiments, or small scale, trying to make circles work in Berlin and Bali. But recently, a couple of weeks ago, we released Circles 2.0, at least the developer release. And for early 2020, next year, we are planning the Circles 2.0 launch. And we are looking for people that are crazy enough to try to use this new form of money. And if you want to join us, there is a sign up list behind this QR code. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Martin.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to visit archive.devcon.org to watch and listen to all the other DevCon talks. We look forward to seeing you next time.